The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacy Cole, and Todd Michaels.
You know, he just won't go quietly into the night, will he? So I guess we'll keep talking and bring some light to the insanity that still surrounds Brian Koberger. While threatening self-harm now, Koberger is also reportedly reaching out to serial killers across the country, you know, like you do, trying to build relationships with high-profile murderers, both inside and outside of prison walls. Of course, as you all know, he studied criminology. He researched killers academically. Now, apparently, he wants to befriend them from behind bars and also wants to get moved out of his current J block of cells. And to do so, there seems to be some strategy going on. Psychotherapist Siobhan Scott is joining us to help examine what this reveals about Koberger's sense of identity, his need for status, and why the concept from fellow inmate or contempt from fellow inmates may be the one thing that he cannot tolerate. Because as we know, he's been getting taunted left and right nonstop from other inmates in this prison who know who he is, knows what he did, and really don't think the world of him. They pretty much hate him, and they're making his life a living hell. And again, bravo. Bravo for that. I hope your canteens are being filled. Let's start with this, though. Siobhan Koberger is reportedly trying to connect with serial killers, not his family, not advocates, serial killers. What does that choice of outreach tell us about how he sees himself?
I think he sees himself as this apex predator, and there's this strange kind of psychology with serial killers that they think they're so much smarter than everyone else. Of course, the ones we're all talking about now have gotten caught and convicted and incarcerated, so that can certainly be questioned. But it's this mythology around that, and I think that that's what he's trying to associate himself with the other top predators. And look, I'm one of the guys here. It's almost like his peers, this fantasy of being exceptional.
You, this is your book, The Minds of Mass Killers, Understanding and Interpreting the Pathway to Violence. How common is this amongst high-profile serial killers? Is there like a pen pal club that goes on behind bars that we're unaware of? Do they reach out to each other? Does it matter, you know, if they're a certain high-profile status or not? What do we know about this?
I don't think we know. I have never read any data that anybody has tried to track how many serial killers try to connect with other serial killers. It doesn't surprise me that it happens, and there may be times that the rules of the institution that they're in forbid that from happening. Mm-hmm. But with this need to be exceptional that Koberger has always had, that he's, you know, smarter than everyone, it doesn't surprise me that he would do that.
It surprises me that there's not some sort of mechanism at the prison to actually stop him from contacting these people. I understand he's got some rights to reach out, but to me, it seems a little suspect. It doesn't sit right that he's reaching out to serial killers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it probably depends on the institution, and there may be some where it is not permitted and others where it is. I'm not sure.
Yeah. It's fascinating when you think about it, because, you know, like attracts like to a certain extent, and there's not a lot of people in this club. I know somebody just said he's not technically a serial killer. He killed four people. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've heard it argued both ways, quite honestly. Siobhan, do you know what the answer to that question is? There a technical answer to the question? Is he a serial killer? He killed four people. Does that make him a serial killer? Or does he have to kill somebody else outside of that one group?
Yeah, you can say, you know, if we're going to go into technicalities, yeah. he committed a spree killing. It was all mm-hmm. in one place at one time, but it was the MO of someone who would go on to repeat the pattern. So mm-hmm. I think you can say in that sense, he's in essence a serial killer by design, even though he didn't be. And I think a lot of times now there are people, we say, why have the numbers of serial killers gone down? I think there are still people who would like to do that, but we catch them sooner because of DNA. So people don't get the opportunities that they had back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s to go on and continue the pattern.
The good old days.
No, you can't. It's amazing. I was watching a video of his car doing surveillance in that area on King Road, and the amount of cameras, how many times we as humans are basically videoed in our daily lives. I mean, think about it. You drive past somebody's house, you go to a mailbox, you go to a store, you're getting gas, you're at the grocery store. You are being filmed 24/7. The minute you walk outside of your home, somebody is tracking you. So, you know, maybe they're just a little more hesitant that, yeah, we're going to get caught.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think the law enforcement is so sophisticated now, it's really hard to get away with these kind of crimes, mm-hmm. which is mm-hmm. wonderful. I watch a lot of British detective shows, and everything is CCTV, everything in British mm-hmm. TV. I mean, they would never solve a crime without CCTV on every block, but it's true.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, and it is somewhat comforting, like when you hear about a new case where something horrible has taken place, you go, oh, well, let's see what the digital trail says. There's mm-hmm. there's a case as of this recording right now of it appears to be a murder that took place right here where I'm at, of a mother and her two 6-year-old twins. And there's been nobody named as a suspect yet, but she's had a custody hearing that wrapped up the other day, and then she's dead, and the kids are dead the next morning in their house. And she'd been warning for the last year that she's afraid that her ex is going to kill her. Not saying he did, but I'm saying that's what she's been saying. And when you first hear about this, I mean, my reaction is, okay, digital. Like, what's going on here? Did they have cameras? Is there cameras in the neighborhood? Because it's not just like what you have on you, on your person anymore. It's not just, you know, here's what my GPS and my phone tells me, which is going to tell a lot in that sort of a case. It's you are tracked everywhere you want to be, basically. And in that certainly takes the opportunity away from many serial killers or killers in general. Does it surprise you at all? This is kind of just common knowledge. If you watched Dateline, if you watched really anything true crime in the last 5 to 10 years, you're going to see just how much digital data is convicting people. But I'm always surprised by the people who are getting convicted and how stupid they are about this. How they seem to not understand this very basic concept of how things function and how you can be tracked.
It is surprising. And that, I think it was last week we were talking about the stupid mistakes that criminals make, particularly in the Brian Walsh case.
Yeah.
And we think that these people who do these atrocious things, you know, they think of themselves as so smart, but actually most of the time they're pretty low IQ, sometimes dramatically low IQ. So impulsive, poor judgment, and yeah, they don't get away with it like they used to.
Which probably leads to them also committing the crimes with impulsive and poor judgment. It kind of works hand in hand. Sources say Koberger sees himself above everyone around him and views the general prison population as inferior. Not surprised that he's going to think that. He seems to want peers who've done what he's done or more. So reaching out to the other killers out there in the ether and other prison systems, is it about admiration, validation, or is it something else you think?
Probably all of the above. Admiration, validation, part of the special club. Look at us. You know, we're suffering in the same way in these institutions. You know, that sense of camaraderie that people have from finding other people in similar situations. But it's probably a lot of fanboy kind of admiration too, depending on who he's writing to. He may actually admire some of them and have this kind of celebrity thing going.
Does that satisfy his need for such adoration, I guess? I mean, you know, he's got inmates mocking him and things. He's getting attention. Does that satisfy his need?
I don't think a person like this is probably ever very satisfied. You know, does it temporarily give him a little bit of a boost? Maybe, but it would be short-lived. And a person like this has a very active fantasy life. God knows we don't want to know what all his fantasies are, but we know he has an active fantasy life. And so he may take attention from somebody that he sees as, you know, a notorious serial killer who's got this elite status or whatever. And he may just replay that in his mind over and over. And it may give him a little bit of a mood boost.
And then we're looking at it from that sort of a prism. This is a kid or man who documentedly didn't fit in, felt confused by how he didn't fit in, felt confused of how he didn't feel emotions like other people do. That was from his writings when he was a young teen on a message board of the visual snow and all that. That's what I'm referencing. Is there an element of this where maybe this is still a quest to try and understand himself, try and talk to other people who maybe also feel that same way? Is it a quest to feel, basically? We look at the crime and go, was this a quest to feel? You have to go to such an extreme just to feel something. Is there an element where it's not necessarily for notoriety, for being in the ranks of these other horrible human beings, or even in any sort of communication as any sort of status there, but just simply there's so few people on this planet, he feels, that can relate to the way he does, that he's seeking it out. I don't want to say it in a rather innocent way, but as innocent as it can be for someone of this mindset.
Yeah, I think it's the desire to be understood, which probably everyone has to some degree. And you know, some people have a fairly common kind of personality. So it's not hard to mix socially and feel understood. But as you said, this guy has never really had a group. He's never really fit in. He doesn't do close relationships with other people. So it certainly could be that he's seeking validation and just wants to feel less alone.
Is there anything that someone like that could ever experience to get that piece of their brain to click over? You know, because if you're never satisfied, you're never feeling what healthy brains feel, but you're seeing it in other people and going, I wish I had that. Or maybe even recognize, because it seemed like he did recognize that at a different point in his life when he was much younger, there were emotions, there was, you know, caring, there was empathy, and then it was just gone. If that's missing from someone and they recognize it, I mean, yeah, you can fake it, but is there any way to truly regain that if it's just not there?
I would have to say I don't know of any way that can transform a personality like that. If we knew how to do it, I think we'd be doing it. But, you know, by the time you develop into adulthood, you've pretty much got the personality you're going to have. And if it's within kind of normal parameters, can a shy person become more outgoing? Sure. But somebody who can commit murder, particularly mass murder of innocent people that they don't even know in this kind of a setting, this is somebody who's so profoundly disturbed. I don't know of anything that is going to bring some kind of internal shift that's going to make them be other than who they are, which is very cold-blooded.
Gen Z said, I think Tony is right, that he has tried to feel something his whole life, but was basically ignored and brushed off because he was weird. And this was the only way in his mind to be seen. You know, if people had treated him differently, could, and this is back to what Tony just basically asked you, could he have maybe stepped back and thought, yeah, I'm technically weird. People treat me as though I'm different, but I'm getting validation from people. I'm being seen as I am instead of having to change. I just wonder if that trajectory could have been a little bit different if he was actually feeling not so different, not like such an outcast, if something could have changed him in some way.
I don't know. I guess that thought just kind of rubs me the wrong way, because it almost feels like if we had just loved him better, he wouldn't have turned into a sadistic, you know, sex criminal. And I try to avoid going down that path. I don't see evidence that he was ever sexually tortured, that he was abused as a kid, that anybody, I mean, he might have been teased, but lots of kids are teased. I was teased as a kid. Yeah. You were probably teased.
Yep.
So I think we have to go back more to the brain, that he was born with a very different kind of brain. Yeah. And he certainly, in teen years, became very, very aggressive. And so to me, that speaks more of biology than psychology. And why some people go this way, I don't know that we're ever going to have it completely understood, but it's not always about abuse, or it wasn't always because they just weren't loved as kids.
Is an accurate way of describing it, and here's how I have been describing it, so I hope it's accurate. You tell me, Siobhan. Where it's almost like sight or hearing or anything like that. If you're blind, you're blind. You're not going to be able to like wish yourself to think better or teach yourself to see better or hear better. If those are basically impairments that are below, you know, where the average individual is, if it's low or not there, then it's not there. Is that just some way, do we look at the brain sometimes as being crazily malleable? And in many cases, it's just not. It's like there's only certain things it can do.
Yeah, exactly. It comes with a lot of unique qualities that make us all different, but there are certain networks and certain parts of the brain, the amygdala specifically, the wiring for the empathy circuit. If it's not there, if it didn't come with it, There's really no way to put it in. And, you know, we always talk about when you've got kids who seem to be low on empathy, what can you do? You certainly try to parent them in as much of an attuned way as you possibly can, to really connect with them deeply, to teach them about emotions. And some kids will get a little bit better with it, but there are some people who just, their brains just don't have the capacity to do it.
It's like born with batteries not included,
right?
And except the battery that you need for it doesn't exist, has never been made yet, and may never be made. And you're like, well, what do we do with this here? It's there, but that part's missing. He apparently expected notoriety when he entered prison. I mean, instead, inmates have made his life miserable, taunting him, threatening him, rejecting him completely. Why that specific response? There are other, you know, inmates who come into prison that have notoriety right off the bat, and then they have respect right off the bat. And I think he thought that he might be going in with that because of the circus that has been around him for so long. Number one, why was it different for Koberger going in like that? And how do you think he was pretty shocked by this realization that he's not walking in there as like king of the world?
It would also indicate to me that he has little sense of how other people view him and how other inmates would think about him. And I'm not part of that particular prison culture, but I'm guessing he's looked at as the lowest of the low to kill innocent kids like that in their sleep. This is not something that other even criminally oriented people are going to admire. And since he obviously is all about protecting his fragile ego and looking like the top dog, having the other people laugh at him, make fun of him, is going to be something that really wounds him and bothers him deeply.
And that seems to be one of the biggest issues that he has right now.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.